In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. St. Teresa of Calcutta tells us, "One of our doctors, an eye doctor, works a lot with our poor and is very kind to them. He dedicates 2 hours a day to them. During those 2 hours, he does not attend to anyone but the poor, everything for free, consultation, glasses, medicine. One day, he told me, 'Mother, I have a malignant cancer, and in 3 months I will die.' He went to the USA and was told the same thing. He returned to Calcutta, and his family took him to the hospital. I went to visit him at the hospital. I took a medal of the Miraculous Virgin, and I asked him to say, 'Mary, Mother of Jesus, give me health.' I asked his family to also pray to Our Lady. Despite being a Hindu family, they had to pray with great faith. After 3 months, at which time he was supposed to die, the eye doctor came to my house and said, 'Mother, I went to the doctor. He examined me with x-rays. He did tests and found no trace of cancer. A true miracle. He now wears a chain around his neck with the miraculous medal.' On December 7, 1988, a serious earthquake occurred in Armenia, which caused the death of 55,000 people. St. Teresa of Calcutta went to visit the victims with 4 sisters. She visited a hospital for children injured in the earthquake and greeted them all and gave each of them a miraculous medal. When she went to Nicaragua to request permission to build a house, the Sandinista ruler Daniel Ortega received her in a large conference room. St. Teresa was accompanied by another sister and a priest. The ruler began to talk for almost half an hour about the legitimacy of the guerrillas. At the end, St. Teresa got up and asked him, "Do you have children?" "Yes, 7. "Do you have a wife?" "Yes." And she took several miraculous medals out of her bag, and after kissing them, gave him one for each of his children, for his wife, and one for him, explaining that he should wear it around his neck with a chain or rope. When St. Teresa was in Germany, at the end of a helicopter ride, she started handing out candies, chocolates, and medals. She first gave it to the pilot, who was moved and said, "I have transported many personalities from all over the world for 25 years, but nobody has given me anything. Today was the first time. Mother Teresa has given me a chocolate and a miraculous medal." In 1992, St. Teresa of Calcutta thought of opening a house in Baghdad. The city was torn apart by the war with the United States. She searched for a suitable house, and when she found it, she left a miraculous medal in that place for God to act, and she got it. There, she founded a home for disabled and malnourished children. St. Teresa said, "I was in London. We needed a house. The sisters recommended to me that it would be opportune to buy a certain house for many reasons. But there lived a tough man who did not want to sell the house at all. I told the sisters, 'Have faith. Tomorrow I will go to see him and I will kiss the miraculous medal of the Virgin, and then everything will be easier.' In the morning, she did so. At noon, that man came to see me and told me, 'I want to sell my house, and I also want you to be the ones to buy it. The price was exact to ours. See, this is the work of the Virgin Mary.'" During her stay in Russia, she decided to receive a seriously disabled child. His name was Andrew, and according to the medical report, he had no chance of surviving. He could not walk and was dragging himself on the ground. At first, Andrew seemed like a spoiled boy. The sisters learned that he had been mistreated and abandoned by his natural mother. He underwent surgery, and St. Teresa gave him a miraculous medal to wear around his neck, telling him that from then on, the Virgin Mary would be his mother. The boy did not stop kissing the medal. Andrew improved in such a way that he was adopted by a family and became an altar boy for the bishop, and then went to study at the university. In 1971, St. Teresa of Calcutta made a visit to England to establish the novitiate there. She found a suitable house for a price of £9,000, but she insisted that the most she could afford was £6,000. As she used to do when she found a suitable house, she tossed a miraculous medal in the property's garden, and when she visited the house again, the estate agent told her that he would accept the £6,000 because he liked the idea of the house being filled with love. St. Teresa of Calcutta went around some parts of England, talking about how she wanted to build a novitiate for her sisters, and people started giving her money, which she put into a bag that she was carrying. When she counted the money, she found that the sum amounted to £5,995, and she was able to buy the house. St. Catherine Laboureille, in her last hours, asked that the invocation be repeated many times. Terror of demons, pray for us. The Mother Superior declared, on the last day of her life, December 31st, 1876, I went to visit her in the morning, and she told me that she would not see the next day. I allowed myself to contradict her. She was convinced, despite the fact that apparently, according to the doctor, she would last several days. She died of heart problems at 7 p.m., without showing signs of suffering, and as though sleeping in the Lord. On the very day of St. Catherine's death, December 31, 1876, the Mother Superior sought out the autograph papers that St. Catherine had written about her apparitions and read them to the community. About the life of St. Catherine Laboureille and the wonders that God did in her life through the apparitions of the Virgin Mary, and the miraculous effects carried out throughout the world through the miraculous medal, we can say that she was chosen by God from all eternity to bring to earth a message of light and love. God has compassion and mercy on this fallen humanity, which sometimes walks away from him along the wrong paths. But he is always willing to forgive and to send his mother, as she has done so many times, to give us hope. Thousands and thousands were the conversions and healings carried out by God through the intercession of the Virgin through the miraculous medal. The effects of this medal have not disappeared. Today, God continues to perform miracles. For this reason, several saints, such as St. Teresa of Calcutta, St. Maximilian Kolbe, and other saints have valued and recommended the miraculous medal. Joyful for these wonders that God continues to work in our days, let us ask the Lord to increase our faith, so as not to say that the miraculous medal or the scapular of Our Lady of Mount Carmel are superstitions, but objects of faith through which we manifest our love for God and to our Mother, the Virgin Mary. Just as married couples wear their rings as a reminder of their marriage and a manifestation of their mutual love. May God bless you through the Virgin Mary, and do not forget that you have a guardian angel who always helps you and accompanies you. Many thanks for watching the video. Please also take a moment to enjoy these 99 Catholics videos, which share related content about our faith. And also help to support our channel by becoming a member. Details are in the description box below. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.